Listen and Live Audio presents Winter House, a Mallory novel by Carol O'Connell, read by Elisa Bresnahan. Chapter 1. The hour was late. The traffic was scarce. A few cars crawled by at the pace of bugs attracted by house lights. Five flights of electric yellow windows. The narrow mansion was not a rarity in New York City, home to millionaires and billionaires. However, its 19th century facade was an anachronism on this particular block of Central Park West. The steep pitched roof was split by a skylight dome, and attendant gargoyles were carved in stone. Wedged in tight between two condominium behemoths, this dwelling was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and regally unrepentant, though the police were at the door, and in the parlor, up the stairs, and down in the cellar. So many police. Netta Winter sat quietly and watched them pass her by on their way to other rooms, and they watched her for a while. Soon they came to regard her as furniture, but she took no offense. She turned on the antique radio that stood beside her chair. No one reprimanded her, and so she turned up the volume. White Hot Jazz. Benny Goodman on the clarinet, and other ghosts from the big band era, flooded the front room and infected the steps of people in and out of uniform, passing to and fro. Lift those feet, tap those toes.